Hi, Tyler and Douglas Gabriel here. Judy had a question. They want you to talk about Trump's aspects, astrological aspects. So if astrology doesn't interest you, this would be a great time to jump off this audio. But they want to know Trump's aspects between now and the end of the year. What do you see? And so you agreed to do that. But as a bonus, and I haven't heard your answer yet, you looked up Joe Biden's astrological chart, and you have things to tell us about that too. So what about Trump?
Well, you know, I hate to look at astrology. The reason is because people get so confused. They think that it makes them do things. It doesn't. It creates open opportunities for doors to open. It does not make you do things. There is no such thing as predestination. We are free will beings. And when we look at these things, it can just give us certain hints. Now, unfortunately, because the reason for so much hatred of astrology is because it's so accurate. And when it's that accurate, then, you know, the rich people want to control it. And I assure you that every president that has been in the White House has always had astrologers. I know, because I worked with some of them. And so I'm now going to give you my very, very, very short opinion, which I've already given before, on Trump's chart in relationship to whether he'll be reelected and Joe Biden. And I am completely partisan. I want to make that completely clear. I'm going to say some unkind things about Biden. But, you know, what can I say? When you look at his chart, you go, oh, this guy is just a total evil mess. But anyway, let's look at Trump's chart. All right. Now, we told you from the beginning, I am not worried about Trump. Why? Because Trump has Mars in his ascendant at 26 degrees Leo, which is the exact spot, well, almost exact, where we have two eclipses which are going to be visible in America. The first one was August 21st, 2017 was the first one. And the next one that then makes a cross right over is a very, very significant place in America. I'm not going to go into that. But if you map the eclipse down on the earth and you stood at that spot, you could, if you're in the line, you can see the eclipse. So that creates a cross right across middle America. And that's April the 8th, 2024. Now, I made a definitive prediction there, and I stand by it wholeheartedly. And no matter what anybody says, and no matter what I see, I'm still going to stand by it, especially after looking at this chart. Trump is the phoenix. We've been waiting 500 years for a person to come into politics like him, who is busting up politics because politics is basically a bunch of liars. So he is impervious to the flames that they shoot at him right now, because he was first off born in his chart at the moment he was born. Mars in the sky was at a certain degree of Leo, 26, a very special degree. Some say all of creation comes from that degree and it all returns to that degree. And that's, I think, probably true. It's one of the most significant points in the sky. That is on his ascendant. Your ascendant represents your physical body. That means he is indomitable. That means he's going to live to be very, very old. And it means that in the past, he's been a warrior, an amazing warrior, but probably a warrior who learned how to turn war into compassion. Because when you look at his chart, almost all of his planets are in the third quarter of the chart, which means that he was in service to others. Now, you have to look at the way that's constellated to see if it was good or bad service. But for sure, for him, it was good service. And he does have some difficult aspects now, but we told you this was going to happen. We told you he would be absolutely crucified, burnt alive. They would try to kill him. They would do things that have, if you go back and look at what I said before, because I remember distinctly, because I like to be correct, and we said things will be burnt down. Authorities will be attacked all around him. Everything that we know as the old school, the old bureaucracy, is going to burn up. And also, this will be coincident with what's happening even in the weather, in tornadoes, in earthquakes, in the solar minimum, and in what is happening in particularly with the ocean currents and so on and so forth. So he happens to be connected directly to all of that, because the eclipses in your chart really tell about your higher spiritual nature in a way. And so he has two eclipses right smack dab on his ascendant, on his body. So when you have two solar eclipses in America and you are the president and it's on your body, he has become America. We always say he's our only hope in the second American Revolution. No, that's true. But also evangelicals believe that he's the anointed one. Well, he is. He's the anointed one to actually bring to America what they thought they had started with the Declaration of Independence, which never became a free America because of British entanglement. Trump is the person who can take us through that. Looking at his chart, I will say absolutely 100% he will be reelected. Will it be bad? Will it be nasty? Will it be, literally he's going to be ducking bullets. He's going to be dodging bombs. He's going to, literally, and we've already seen this is true. And now it's happening in these cities as an example of this, you know, every time it comes up every 4 years and the Republicans look like they might have a chance, the Democrats say, burn the cities down because they've been so bad to you in the cities. But look who runs the cities. It's all Democrats. So Trump right now has some difficult aspects, but they are not for him. They're for his children. Okay. His aspects are not on top of his natal planets. So when you look at this, what's happening in the sky, you everyone should know this, that, you know, Jupiter and Pluto and Saturn are all kind of hanging out together. And they a minute ago, they had Mars and they had Venus, and there were like seven planets all clustered together called a stellium. Well, this stellium is in his fifth house. That's the house of children. He has nothing in his fifth house. So he has no bad aspects to his children for him that he brings as his in his natal chart. So those planets being in direct opposition to his conjunction of Saturn Venus in the 11th house, that's the bad aspect. What does that mean? That means he could be looked at as being too soft. That would be the danger. But the good thing is that women would find him to be a hero. They would turn to him as their strength because he would look so good to women because of his conjunction of Saturn and Venus at 23 degrees Cancer in direct opposition to these transiting aspects of Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, which really what that does is it shakes things up. So everybody, in this case, well, let's say specifically for him, but he's the president. His home's going to be messed with. Someone's going to come in, there's going to be an earthquake in his house. They're going to try to intern them as a prison in their own home. That's what Saturn Jupiter is with Pluto. That means a nefarious action against his own children to try to imprison them in their own, either their home or their finances. Well, that's what's happening with all these lawsuits against the Trump family. So that's the bad aspect. You can see it manifesting. How would that affect Trump if it was really going to get him? Well, it's in his 11th house in Cancer. It's not going to affect him in a bad way per se, because it's not personal. So it will just make some people think that he's too weak. Okay. That's the bad aspect. Well, he has to be somewhat weak because he doesn't declare the pandemic, the plandemic, the scamdemic. He doesn't declare the hoax. That has no, he has no control over that. So right now, them blaming all of that, that was their last attack. Now, what is happening in his chart very clearly, absolutely, Uranus is at 10 degrees Taurus, and it's in almost on his midheaven. Now, what does that mean? It means that Uranus right now, an upsetting planet, anytime it comes in, it stirs up, it absolutely, completely, it might as well explode something when Uranus comes in. It's squaring, which isn't that's not a nice aspect, that's a challenging aspect. And it's squaring his natal Pluto in the 12th house. Again, this is a transiting aspect in his 9th house, and it's kind of personal, but it's not really personal, because when you have Pluto in the 12th house, you've already dedicated your life to basically humanity. So if there is a Uranus square to your Pluto, it means you are being attacked. But now when you attack somebody who doesn't have anything that you can attack them for much, except when you have Pluto and Mars in the 12th house, you may tend to be a little bit macho or egotistic in terms of your bravado and the effect you want to have on the world. You do not want to have a small effect on the world when you have Pluto and Mars in the 12th house. You want to affect the whole world, and for a good thing, for good things. So if you have Uranus attacking your Pluto with a square, well, what does that mean? That means if you have any dirty laundry, it's coming out. Well, they've already tried to bring out any dirty laundry. He has none. That's not going to affect him. I see that as absolutely just like the other negative aspect. Now, if you go back to the previous time that I did this, I didn't go this far into the future with the transiting aspects, and except to look at some of them in general, and I said, don't worry. There's going to be some negativity, some bad stuff, but there's nothing personal, okay? So the third negative aspect is, again, a non-personal thing going on for him. It's Neptune in his seventh house, the house of relationships. So right now, there's actually the people who love him more than ever. And what do they love him for? For calling, when Neptune is trining Mercury like it is in his chart right now, transiting Neptune in the seventh house at 9 degrees, Pisces is trine to his Mercury at 8 degrees, Cancer, in the 11th house. So when that happens, that's a good aspect. But because it's Neptune, some people may see it as negative. So some people will be working really hard to try to find anything that they can go after him. And it will be nefarious, and it will be his nemesis. So he will have a lot of people taking pot shots at him with their stupid remarks. What will that do? It won't affect him at all. Every time they do that, they will make themselves look like idiots. So in other words, the lies that are being cast at him, these aspersions being cast at him, will simply rebound on the people because he has a trine to it. So yes, they will do it, but it won't be effective. Well, those are the only three major things going on in his chart, and they're not really bad. So as I said before, I'm going to stick by what I said. Because of these eclipses being right on his ascendant and his Mars being there, these other aspects, transiting aspects, which are absolutely killing the rest of the world, they don't really kill his chart. They do not mess up his personal natal chart. Those transiting aspects do not land on his natal, where his natal planets are. And therefore, it's going to come and go. It will look awful, but it is not going to affect the ultimate outcome. Now, here's the ultimate outcome. Anybody that has an ascendant at 26 degrees Leo and their Mars there, I don't care who you are, if you're an adult, you are rising like a phoenix. And whatever you had before is burnt away, and you're not going to be carrying any baggage when you're done with this. So for him, for those years from August 21st, 2017 until April 8th, 2020, 24, which will be after the end, towards the end of his second term, which he will then be choosing who his MAGA candidate will be at that point. That is when the magic will start to wear off a bit. But right now, he is protected like the magical phoenix at the top of the obelisk, the Bimban stone, it's called. And he's the magic guy. And so for all the money that I got, which is probably about 20 cents and dimes and nickels, I will bet that Trump is going to absolutely be reelected.
So it makes it even more important that we get everybody we can to vote straight red in November, because these aspects will shift and change. Just to your point, after 4 years, these things begin to wear away. So we absolutely must get to the polls. We mustn't take this to mean that he wins hands down and we make no effort at it.
That would be the biggest mistake we could make. Now, let's look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden he has a chart that indicates that he has Mars, Mercury, Sun, and Venus all in the 12th house. Now, I've told you what happens when everything's all over there in that third quarter of your chart. It means that you were in service to others. If I was to look at this, I would say Joe Biden was in service. He was probably, you probably don't believe in reincarnation, but if you do, imagine an inquisitor, because that's...
Wait. What thinking person can't come to the conclusion of reincarnation? Why would you assume that we wouldn't, I mean, a lot of people.
I know, my children get it. They, Dad, it's karma. What? Huh? You understand karma? So, then they explain karma to me. Dad, karma isn't just bad karma. It can be good karma. Oh, great. Who taught you this?
Move on.
Anyway, yes. So, yes, if you any clear thinking person, Rudolf Steiner said, would have to derive the fact that there are multiple human incarnations. So in a past, he was probably an inquisitor, a really, really nasty, mean one, and one who probably had a sharp mind in that incarnation. But in this incarnation, he has Saturn and Uranus on his descendant. And with all these other planets off towards his ascendant, but not really on his ascendant, he is a lookalike. He looks like he's a good guy. He can lie. He is a born con man. And remember, religious people in the past, incarnations, what were they? Con men, because most of them didn't believe in a thing except the power of the church. That's what he looks like he has a chart for. And that is also because he's got Saturn Uranus on his descendant. And they're both retrograde, and they're both in Gemini. I'm sorry, Gemini people, but if you got that and it's on your descendant, you are a born liar. You are a pathological liar. You can't tell someone your true name. Nothing you say is true. Not only that, you are probably a really, really weird, dominant, strange man being horrible with your machinelle, your macho-ness.
Well, how does it look, though, as we get closer to the election?
Well, first I got to derive his chart, because it's a nasty little chart. He has so many planets retrograde, it's disturbing. And when you have, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, let's just be clear about this. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 planets and aspects retrograde, which means there's nothing about him that's true. There's nothing about him he even remembers, to be quite frank with you. He's moving forward so fast as being a controlling dominant factor who is a big fat liar, born a pathological liar, born a con man, that there's no way that anybody who knew him could believe that he was anything other. Now you would think, but he's in public life. How is that? He is in public life to manipulate and to propagandize. He has Neptune in the 10th house, somewhat near his what is called your midday, which is the, well, it's noonday. It's the noon in your chart. It's where if you're going to be famous, something's probably going to be up there. He doesn't really have much up there except for Neptune, completely unaspected, which basically makes him, again, someone who wants to influence large groups of people by Neptune, by either being, okay, either a very spiritual person or a big fat liar. Well, we know he's not a spiritual person at all. He doesn't have any morality. We already see that. So as we look at his chart, he's got just a couple things good. One good thing is he meets the right people. He has met all the right people, all the power people, and he basically got his piece of the pie every step of the way because of what's in his 9th house. Now, let's take a look at what's going on with him right now. If you look at the big stellium, it is unaspected in his chart. It is in his 2nd house. So when you look at Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and all the stuff that's been going on, what that means is some very, very powerful people have chosen to give him a huge, huge amount of money. Now, because he has Jupiter oppose that right now, those people all feel that they have wasted their money and they feel really bad and they thought they were going to get something for it and he's not giving them anything for it. In other words, this will be the biggest waste of time and money ever. And because he has Jupiter and Pluto in that house, he's always trying to steal money from other people, get other people's money. He's literally a born thief, as I said, but I mean a really good, deceptive, bad thief with Jupiter, Pluto. And then because Jupiter is triggering that right now, and it's triggering all these planets in the 2nd house, it means lots of money, lots of fame, lots of attention. And he is also, whether anybody knows it or not, he's getting a huge amount of money given to him for work he did not do. That's in his chart. It's in his chart from the beginning, and it's particularly aspected right now. So I guarantee you he's still getting payments from China and for Ukraine. So that's probably one of the biggest aspects. Now, he also has
Douglas.
Yes.
Some people say that's not the basement he's in. He's in the bunker because the elites have already started running to the bunker since we've been busting the Pilgrim Society and all these thugs for their centuries' crimes against humanity.
Yes. And also his fatal flaw right now is his children. And I said this from the minute they said Joe was going to run, I said, no, his children will take him down. And what did he say right up to the last second? I have to ask my children if I can do this. In other words, he was finding out if Hunter Biden's criminality was going to be brought out during this. It is, it has, and it is sinking him. Okay. And that's the bad aspect of Uranus in his fifth house, basically on his part of fortune, which is bad luck for his children. Now, the worst aspect happening for him is the following. He has Neptune on his midnight. And that means it squares his natal Saturn Uranus, which means all those nasty things I told you about him, those are all being triggered right now. Not only that, a lot of them are simply being ignored. And it's like it's happening in a, no one is hearing the tree fall in the forest because there's no one there. He's got Neptune. So all of his evil deeds are still in the dark. Somehow they're remaining in the dark. This is absolutely unbelievable. Will they remain in the dark? Ah.
But that's, of course, they're remaining in the dark because the media is keeping it in the dark. Media isn't going to report on this because the media is the enemy, along with Joe and all of his entourage of espionage and sedition and treason.
Oh, yeah. And Trump? Oh, yeah. I'm just checking this out. Trump can squish Joe Biden's Saturn Uranus. Now, Saturn Uranus is powerful for Joe because he's a stinking liar. He can do things right in front of the camera that are crimes to other people, and they all go, oh, that's just Joe. No, that is a demented. No, he's not demented. He is a pedophile. Let's just be very perfectly clear about this. We've already seen that he's a pedophile on film right in front of us. And that's his great strength, that right in front of everyone, he can lie, get caught in the lie, go right on and act like nothing happened. So there is nothing you can ever catch him on that he will ever, ever admit to. So here's the problem with Joe right now. Because Trump has the ability to squish him, his power in his Saturn Uranus Gemini aspect, which is directly aspecting Joe's ascendant, which is the negative bad aspect that he was born with. Well, guess what? Saturn Uranus is Trump. Trump is Saturn Uranus, and Neptune squaring it means that if Trump and Joe Biden debate, only an idiot will vote for Joe Biden after that. Only someone who has who's deaf, dumb, and blind. Only someone who is so far left that there's no hope for them. Because Trump will make Joe Biden look like an idiot in a matter of seconds with these aspects happening. And they're going on through the election. So basically, you can say one of the worst aspects you could have is that Neptune on your midnight and that to be brought out. So if Trump just says, hey, how's Hunter? I understand that he got this from Ukraine, this from China, and there's really nothing you can say to deny it because we have all the evidence. And if you don't believe me, go to this site. And Trump would just give the site. That's it. What's he going to do? That's why they will not let Joe debate Trump. And no matter what they bring at Trump, it's not going to matter. He's the Phoenix. He loves the fire. Bring on the fire. That's what I said from the beginning. Bring it on. It is not going to hurt Trump. It's simply going to strengthen him.
Well, you know, folks asked me, I see some emails here about when are we ever going to get this evil out of the world and when will we begin to see changes? And I wanted to say, speaking of reincarnation and incarnation, that when you incarnate, you're going to wind up in a vibration, so to speak, of an environment, experiences, situations that match the frequency that you bring into this incarnation. So if you're an evil person this lifetime, when you come into your next lifetime, you're going to look at the same vibration to jump into so that you can begin to work out your karma. And so when we see evil people daily and all the horrible things that we're seeing, what we're really seeing is a collective of humanity that has agreed that this kind of evil is okay. because you see, we've agreed that their world of lies and propaganda, selling baby parts, ritual sacrifice, all the horrific things we see, we actually have been turning a blind eye to. Many people say, I can't look at that. It's just too horrible. Well, we need to look at it. And then we need to begin to elevate our own vibration, not only as a collective humanity. And it's going to take time, Douglas. It's going to take years, decades, and centuries, because we have a lot to make up for karmically and energetically. But as we become more radiant beings individually and then bring that radiance into the world, there is no place for an evil person to reincarnate because they can't find that low vibration, that detrimental energy that they need. And this is how we cast out demons. First, you go inside and you cast out the demons in yourself. And then as each of us is doing that, we collectively cast out the demons of our human experience. And how we do that is wherever you are right now in this moment, can you bring yourself to a higher consciousness of goodness? Now, there are things that you can do to take you to that place. You can meditate, you can pray, you can go to church, you can read the Bible or your favorite spiritual readings. If you can sing, you could join a gospel group, you could make an altar in your home. You could honor your marriage vows. Basically, you could do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if we do this individually and collectively, there'll be no place in the world for evil to incarnate.
Absolutely. Very beautifully said. Wow. And it just reminds me that, if we're going to cast out demons, first, we need to know who they are. And unfortunately, and up until recently, we had suspicions, but we didn't have the evidence. Now we know who the real globalists are who run the United Nations, and that's the pilgrims. And really, exactly as you just said, we have to raise our vibration so that when we look at those beings or when we take action, you know, as you have indicated that people can do, to let them know that we know who they are. Same thing would be true here in America for the senior executive service. And so once we call out the Pilgrim Society, once we call out the Privy Council, the Senior Executive Service, at that point, the light comes on and we can really raise our vibration. We don't have to dip down to understand their evil. We just have to be able to turn on the light to extinguish the darkness.
Well, another thing to look at is when you talk about Donald Trump coming into this incarnation and these forces can't defeat him, that may be saying that his karma, he has a good karma, he's done a good job in his previous incarnations. And so when he comes here, he doesn't have any karma, any negative karma with the people around him. And if you notice, he doesn't criticize people first. He'll only hit when he's hit first.
Oh, absolutely. And all that stuff being in his third quarter of his house indicates that he does have good karma because he's done good stuff. And anybody else who they wish to do the same in terms of trying to dig up any skeletons, dig up anybody who you ever harmed. And by the way, he's a billionaire. So if he ever assaulted anyone, he would have been sued. So there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. Nothing on his father, nothing on him, nothing on his children. And that's what they can't take, because there's hardly such a being on Capitol Hill that is not guilty of heinous crimes. And literally, like Gregory Meeks and others, Representative Underpants, as I like to call him, I won't say his name, and so many others, they literally use Capitol Hill as a place to sexually assault people, because they're basically immune there. They can't be prosecuted. And these are the kind of people who are attracted to politics. So we know that to begin with. So if you're on a higher vibration and you're looking at that and you're hearing their words, they don't sound right. They don't ring like a pure silver bell. They sound like really, really cheap metal. And that type of understanding makes you able to see right through what they're doing. But if you start to take action by informing others about the truth of the matter, then we find it very important to then give something very positive, something very moral, something to do with virtuous development at the same time, and also antidotes to these things, because we don't just want to look into the darkness and not have an antidote. We have to be able to pull the darkness out until we're strong enough to really have a bright enough light to enter into these caves. Because if you really looked at the life of a Joe Biden, let me just give you one example. Joe Biden, for all these years, since he was vice president, and in his own home, because he has security detail, which have women on it, he refuses to put on a swimsuit. He swims every day naked in front of his own security guards. And they've complained and complained and complained for years. And he actually is an exhibitionist. And he makes a big deal out of the fact that, hell, no, he's not going to put on any clothes. If they can't take it, too bad. Blah, 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 blah. This is the guy who plays with little girls in front of the camera with absolute impunity, as if he cannot be prosecuted. So what does Joe Biden really know? If you saw into his true soul, unfortunately, it would be as dark as some of the beings that have been described in what Tyler was saying in terms of the evil that we're looking at and facing in the world. So yes, we are always trying to bring forth the positive and the spiritual, to be quite frank, so that you have something to walk into that darkness with. You have that candle that you can carry into the darkness, which can also light the candles of many others. And once all those candles are illuminated, then the darkness is dispelled.